Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Wednesday, April 7th. Okay, it's Wednesday. Oh, sorry, you were mid-jewel. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. We're halfway there, almost halfway there. Two-fifths of the way there. So we just saw an assassination attempt on Jimmy Hoffa in a courtroom, but it seemed suspiciously timed, and also there were no bullets in the gun. We just heard a bunch of clicks.
Right.
And then Jesse Plemons jumped in and started beating this guy up.
I do think you are correct and or on to something about that, because the camera very clearly pans over to him before any of that action takes place.
It sets up that he's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I do think you're
okay.
Heading somewhere with
well,
that.
Well, let's find out. We're at an hour and 23, and I'm going to start the next min presently. Now they're wrestling over the gun. And Jesse Plemons is really kicking this guy's ass. But he gets up and walks away. And now they're trying to figure out, is that a real gun? How'd the gun get in here? They're making a big deal.
Oh,
it's his son. I see. And now he's like, look at my boy. My big potato-faced boy.
I didn't feel it. I just felt a little impact like I was shot, not even with a BB gun.
Why is this Trump? But I
charged him. He does sound very Trumpy. So did Chuck, if you notice. I taught him well. We love my potato face son, don't we? He's always charging a guy with a gun.
Run away from a knife.
Charge a guy with a gun. Run away from a knife. This is good.
That's great advice.
And he's very proud of himself that he rhymed.
I got a message from a higher power telling me to shoot Jimmy Hoffa.
Come with me.
Okay, so we stopped the men. Who is this guy? This guy looks familiar.
He does look familiar.
Should I look him up while we're talking?
Sure.
Why not?
I don't know what.
I don't want to find a spoiler.
Okay.
You know what? He looks like someone else that's been in a bunch of stuff. Anyway, it's not important. So this guy's saying he got a message from a higher power to shoot Jimmy Hoffa. But he didn't look like he believed it.
Yeah, he said that real blasé.
And yeah, Hoffa was hilarious. He was starting to give a self-defense course in the courtroom where he was just survived an attempted assassination. And he very prudently is telling people, you run away from a knife, but you lunge at a gun.
That doesn't make any sense.
If you rush a guy with a gun, but if it's a knife, you run. And he rhmed. And it was
he was very proud
of it. Don't we, folks? We love a good rhyme. We love a good rhyme and we love my baby boy. He made a big deal about the baby boy.
So maybe
I think you rush a guy with a gun because you want to try and
disarm him,
but also it's like harder to get a clean shot off if you're like in close proximity. But if a knife, especially a sharp knife, if it touches you, that's bad news. You want to get away from a guy. Don't try and fight a guy with a knife, but you could survive a fight with a gun. A guy with a gun. Don't fight a gun.
Don't fight a gun.
Yeah, I said you could survive a fight with a gun.
Okay.
But what I'm saying
is... I'm running no matter what, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not brave.
Okay, more evidence in support of my theory that this was a setup. Because there's the big hullabaloo afterwards. Oh, look at this, my beautiful baby boy.
Yeah, he was really reveling in it.
He's a showman.
Sure.
I think that's what was the Trump connection was coming in for you.
It was the voice and just the simplistic language.
It's the speaking pattern.
But also the bombast.
Yeah, I'm actually very curious now, and this is where I again wish that there was more that I knew more about the actual history of this. At this point I'm remaining willfully ignorant until I get to the end of the movie, just because I feel like it makes things a little bit more interesting when I'm stupid in this podcast. And now I am wishing I had a little bit more background to know. Like, I feel like we're probably wasting a lot of time on what might be common knowledge for other Hoffa heads out there.
Like what?
That he had a hit that
put
was
put out on him.
Put out on him that was a fake, or that he was prone to these sort of like distract, like the showmanship distractions. But also, just more generally, I wish I knew more about him, because he is in this being portrayed as a very Trumpian figure, and having lived through a Trump presidency over the last 4 years, I'm very curious about like if that is true, if there was some sort of like correlation, because Trump's also this in a very similar like realm of like pseudo mobsterism and like using unions and trades and the workforce of those trades to like manipulate the economy in your favor in some way, or like be a player. Like that's, those are all very Trumpy things.
Not to be like liberal sicko or whatever, but aren't you glad we can finally say
stop it? No, I'm not going there. Like I'm not going
past
there.
Past tense? No, I just mean like saying that Trump is in the past tense.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm glad he's gone. Yeah. No, I wish we had 4 more years. That would have been fucking hilarious if he won again, wouldn't it? No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in like a darkly funny sense, like it would be so bad for everybody, but it would be almost kind of a little bit funny if he won again. Like that would be the funniest thing. No, the funniest thing actually would be he winning a second term and then somehow getting that third term he always talked about. That would be the true rule of threes. Your face right now is really not, you're really not happy. I really need to communicate this. I'm taking this bit too far, and I know this because I could see the look on my beloved's face. But seriously, Trump winning 3 times in a row would be fucking hysterical. Actually, no, the funniest thing is winning 2 terms, then not running for the third term, but then running for the third term later and getting it.
He'd be like,
that's
90.
The funny. Yeah, that's why it's so funny. Oh, that's God. Why it's so funny. Anyway, sorry I took everyone down that road. I think probably a good reason to end things and take it to Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
You are so exasperated already.
What a nightmare thought track.
Hey, it's hump day. We're halfway there. Oh, you're almost done. Okay, we'll see everyone tomorrow.